Zack King, My Magical Life by Zack King. This is the author. Zack's Kingdom. Zack King, 11 years old, has one little sister. Is magic? Aaron, loves Michael the cat, is the official camera guy, is 12 years old. Michael the cat, perfect in every way. Afraid of heights. Rachel Holm, 11 years old, loves the rodeo, used to live in Wyoming, karate. Trisha Stands, mean. Popular? How? Likes attention, is 11 years old. Mr. McGillicuddy, the janitor, likes baseball, kinda cranky, eats a sandwich every day. Principal Riggs, the boss, principal of Horace Greeley Middle School. Kinda scary, but might retire soon. Wears nice sweaters. The Kings, Zack's fam. Dad has a magic watch and is funny. Mom has a magic ring and is smart. Sophie, Zack's little sister, has magic glasses. The adventure begins. Chapter 1.
Just one more try, please.
Zack King sat on a swivel chair, hunched over a counter full of seemingly ordinary household objects. A light-up yo-yo, an umbrella, a 24-foot tape measure, a pair of fuzzy dice, and a snow globe from San Francisco. One of these, Zack felt sure, had to be his magical object. He pushed his black hair out of his eyes and looked up at his teacher, who also happened to be his dad. They were in the basement of his home. The Kings lived at the end of a private road, down a long, overgrown gravel driveway, in an ordinary-looking white and red farmhouse. Their home wasn't hidden per se, but you definitely had to know where to look if you wanted to find it. Zack's parents had converted the downstairs into a classroom for Zack and his younger sister, Sophie. They were both homeschooled because their family wasn't like most other families, and Zack and Sophie weren't supposed to grow up to be like other kids. The Kings were magic. Their entire family, from both of Zack's parents to his aunts, uncles, cousins, and nephews. Everyone was magical, it seemed, except for Zack. He was already 11, and try as he might, day after day after day, he had yet to find his magical thing, the object that would unlock his magic abilities. Zack looked out the sliding glass window, which offered a view of their backyard. He saw his mother setting up picnic tables for tomorrow's big family reunion. Zack was absolutely determined to figure out what his magic was before his whole extended family arrived. "I don't know," Mr. King glanced at his old-fashioned wristwatch, a bronze timepiece with a faded engraving of an eagle in the center. It was his father's magic object. He could use that wristwatch to turn back time. "Maybe we should call it a day. I promised your mother I'd help her get ready for the party tomorrow." "Come on, Dad," Zack pleaded. "One more time. That's all I'm asking for." "All right," Mr. King said, giving in. "I suppose I can make time for one more go." Mr. King furrowed his brows and slowly gave his swatch dial a turn. Zack felt that familiar static-like tingle as he noticed the clouds outside reversed course and rolled back past the sun. The glass of juice that Zack had just drunk filled back up. The apple he snacked on became magically whole again. The digital display on the entertainment center started counting backwards, while the hands on the antique cuckoo clock turned counterclockwise. A carved wooden cuckoo bird flapped backwards above Zack's head before returning to its house-shaped clock. And like that, Zack and his dad had a few extra minutes to find Zack's magic. He focused his attention on a shiny silver flashlight and lifted it out of the box like he was picking up a sharpened sword. "This is it," he said hopefully. "I know it." "Maybe," Mr. King said. "Give it a shot." Zack took a deep breath and switched on the flashlight. He swept the beam over everything in sight, waiting for something amazing to happen. He had no idea what exactly he was hoping the flashlight could do, but it had to have some sort of magical power. It had to. Zack gripped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?